Jorge Masvidal may attend conservative protests to keep the peace after watching leftist attacks. By Dylan Nguyen on November 16, 2020. Those who attend future conservative rallies and protests may have some added muscle in their ranks. Some champion, UFC-caliber muscle that is. After viewing the frequent and grotesque attacks on pro-Trump demonstrators in Washington, D.C., this past weekend, UFC welterweight sensation and Trump supporter Jorge Masvidal captioned a video of one of the assaults and tweeted that he and a few of his teammates may have to start attending these things #supernecessary. Videos of several dozens of attacks appeared on social media this weekend as attendees at the Million MAGA March were assaulted by Antifa and BLM supporters as they made their way back to their hotels or ate at nearby restaurants. President Trump responded to the violence against his supporters in a series of tweets decrying Antifa and their allies. Trump also went on the attack against the D.C. police for rerouting Trump supporters to areas where they would be attacked by Antifa. Later that night, after hundreds of pro-Trump took to the streets and confronted the leftist groups, Trump chastised the Antifa scum who he said ran for the hills when Trump supporters fought back. Masvidal campaigned aggressively for Trump during the election as part of a group known as Fighters Against Socialism. Notably, Masvidal blasted Democrats for behaving as though they were entitled to the Hispanic vote. Masvidal said, "I'm going to let you in on something. The Democrats just think that they are entitled to the Latino vote. They think that we just have to hand it over to them. They got to show us what they can do for us, what they can do for our communities. We're not going to buy the same false promises that destroyed great countries like Venezuela and Cuba. You know what else is not going to work for them? Playing Despacito on your cell phone to pander to us. You got to give us some credit for having heads on our shoulders." Masvidal was referring to Joe Biden's odd attempt to court Hispanics by playing the popular tune by Puerto Rican duo Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee on his cell phone during an appearance he made in Kissimmee, Florida, in September. Masvidal is one of the top-ranked welterweights in the UFC and is awaiting his next opponent after falling short in a title fight against current welterweight champion Kamaru Usman.